You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Thursday episode. We're going to talk about what's coming up in a couple hours. Yesterday's reader emails that has been pushed to today. We definitely got to talk about that Love is Blind reunion show. What? Wait a second. I can't believe that I waited all season and watched 11 episodes and waited for this reunion show to not even get an answer on one of the couples. What? Especially when they've been seen together. That didn't make any sense to me. We got some questions there. We're also going to go over everything that happened. I mean, we're going to spend a lot of time on the Love is Blind reunion show. I've got some thoughts on a column that was written regarding the Traitors and things that maybe could be possible changes to it. We're also going to talk about Survivor last night. And we've got some Taylor Swift news because today is a big day in Swiftie Nation, as we know. So we'll get to all that momentarily.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Let me start with this. Coming up in a couple hours, it's going to be a podcast number. Let me get the number right. I always get the number wrong. 382. It's going to be with Reality Life podcast host Kate Casey. This was another, because there's just been, you know, stuff going on. Not necessarily the, you know, the health stuff, because that was more last week. But because it bled into this week and me getting into a new routine, I just, for the first couple of days of this week, I just never reached out to anybody. And Kate's always someone I know I can reach out to at the last minute and be like, hey, can we record? She was driving home, and so we got it. So we talked a lot of Vanderpump Rules and that whole situation, Bravo, and then obviously some documentaries that she's into. And we even talked a little royal family at the end. How about that? So that's coming up in a couple hours. Yesterday, I did not post a reader emails because I got sidetracked again with other things, non-health related. And I just decided I'm going to push it back a day. So I did that yesterday. It's going up, and it'll go up when my podcast goes up. So in a couple hours, you will get podcast 382 with Kate Casey, and you're also going to get this week's reader emails. It's about 15 or 16 of them, so a decent amount. So thank you for sending those in. All right, we're going to jump into it right now. I have no Bachelor stuff to talk about. There's just nothing, you know. We have the Women Tell All. When I find out more, if I can find out more by Monday, I will. But for the most part, I mean, you know the rest of the season. I told you yesterday about the rumor floating around that, oh, I don't think Daisy shows up at the final robe ceremony. She does. I don't know why that rumor started, but it's wrong. So wanted to clear that up yesterday. And then there's really just nothing else to get into. You know, we're a week and a half away from this season ending, and I'm already getting started on Bachelorette season. I don't know who it is, and they haven't made their official decision yet from what I know. At least nothing that I've heard behind the scenes. So we just have to wait. And, you know, for those that don't know, they cast the cast before they choose their lead. Yeah, they'll have somebody set aside or a few people set aside for somebody that they know the lead might like, but they're casting a reality show. They're not looking for the 25 or 30 most perfect fits for the lead. They never have, and they never will. This is a television show, so just keep that in mind. There are already guys. The whole cast is pretty much already set for next season, and they will announce The Bachelorette when they announce it, whenever that may be. My guess is it's coming on the After the Final Rose on finale night, March 25th, but it's just a guess on my part. All right, so let's talk about Love is Blind. And, I mean, where do you start with that? This is, as you know, my first season of Love is Blind, so this is also my first Love is Blind reunion. I remember last year, was it last season or the season before? I just remember reading stuff all online. I saw the headlines that people were, like, calling for Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey's head because they thought they were horrible, horrible hosts. I don't know who they went after. I don't know what they said. But I thought they did a good job last night, to me. Maybe they toned it down from years past. Maybe they were more harsh in years past. But here's what I'll say about the reunion show. Outside of one couple, and you know who I'm talking about, I feel like they really asked a lot of the questions we all wanted to know. And when somebody gave an answer, they went with follow-ups. And because this show was an hour and a half, it was, while it was choppy editing when in terms of, you know, panning to the audience and getting people to clap and all that stuff, that's commonplace in all reunion shows that are taped in advance, which most of them are. But I thought they really hammered people and got them to give an answer as opposed to, like, the Jeremy, Sarah Ann thing, I thought was going to be like 10 minutes. It was like 20 or 30 minutes with Jeremy, Sarah Ann, who are now together, and then having Laura on the Zoom. Like, they did not let stuff go. And I really like that about this. You know, compared to the MTV stuff, they'll let people argue. Now, the other thing is MTV just, we're not going to sit there. If those people could argue for 30 minutes straight, they would. So maybe that's why MTV has to edit it as poorly as they do. But those challenge reunions were nothing like this. This was really well done. And I thought when someone gave an answer, if it was half-ass or it seemed like they were avoiding it, there was follow-up of, wait a second, but you did this or you said this. So I guess first starting off with Jeremy and Sarah Ann, Jeremy has given me the creeps ever since he was in the pods. Like, he's just a guy that I think is shady, slimy, and I don't think there's a fucking chance in hell him and Sarah Ann will ever last long-term. I don't think I'm going out on a limb there, am I? I mean, look at the conversation that Laura had. I think Sarah Ann is a girl that just wants to be on TV. I'm pretty convinced of that. She does nothing in terms of, nothing about their sitting up on stage last night convinced me they are some strong, solid couple. She can say all they want about, oh, whoa, no, we're real. It's like, okay, it's, anybody can say that. Yes, I understand. They've been together a year. I understand that she lives with him, but they obviously have had some on and off times, and I don't buy them as a couple at all. Like, really at all. Sidetrack, all the couples that are in the audience, I don't know any of them because I didn't watch any of the previous seasons. I've seen their names. I know who Micah is. I've seen her. I've seen, obviously, Blake's fiance girlfriend. I can't remember if Jake has Blake proposed to Giannina. I don't even remember. I don't think he has, now that I think about it. But, yeah, because she said my partner. So, yeah, she didn't say fiance last night. She said her partner, Blake. I know who she is, and I've seen the other people. I've seen their names, but I don't know anything about their back history, so I'm not going to really get into anything they said or did on the show. I guess the second one they went to, the second one they covered was, you know, there really wasn't much to cover with Johnny and Amy. I guess they went over the sex thing, but they're happy. They're the only couple to get married this season. You know, what else is there to say? You know, there really isn't a ton to say about them. They seem like a decent couple. It seems like they're going to last. But, again, you never know. But, you know, the one thing I will give this show is we're seeing these couples on the reunion show a year later. So it's not like, oh, we just started dating 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago. They've been together a year. So props to them. The AD and Clay conversation was interesting to say the least, because clearly Clay is throwing it all out there, and if AD doesn't want him, I guess she doesn't want him, but something, you'll hear me talking about this with Kate Casey later on, because Kate and I recorded before the reunion show started. So we just talked about everything up to the reunion show, but she did say, I think on the podcast, that AD and Clay were back together. So have they gotten back together since the reunion show taped, which I believe was a couple weeks ago, or what? I don't even know. I mean, I went to Us Weekly after the reunion aired, and it gave an update on all the couples, and it didn't mention anything about AD and Clay still being together. So Clay has made it clear he would be absolutely 1,000% interested in rekindling with AD, but AD really seems to be like, no, you had your chance. And good for her for standing her ground. I knew that they were never done after that day. I knew that they were going to be in touch, and I knew that there was going to be some sort of at least trying to rekindle. But, you know, the fact that she went out with that Matt dude twice, is that his name Matt? That was surprising to me because he, like I said, at the time when after I watched the pod episodes, I was like, he seems like he has two or three bodies in his closet. Just an odd ball. But I don't know. Maybe Kate knows something that I don't, or she's heard something in the last couple weeks that I haven't. But I'm under the impression that Clay and AD are not together. So if anyone knows anything along those lines, please fill me in. So who else? And then we had, well, Brittany and, you know who I'm talking about. I just watched it 10 minutes ago. Man, mind is leaving me. But they are best friends. They talk every day, but they are not romantically linked whatsoever. So we also had, before we get to the final couple, this whole idea of Trevor coming out. And what was that? Like, seriously, what was that? It kind of reminded me, if you go back to it, if you remember, the Peter Krause text messages when his girlfriend before the show and the woman he was seeing before the show, or one of the women he was seeing before the show, Brittany, came on the podcast and shared the text messages he sent her, basically like, hey, I'm never going to meet anybody like this on the show, just doing it, got to do something different, all this stuff. But Peter wasn't nearly as descriptive as Trevor was. He wasn't telling Brittany, I'm absolutely in love with you and all this stuff. It was also just really uncomfortable to watch, to say the least. Like, Trevor really seemed like he was going to have a breakdown on stage. And they asked him all these questions, and Nick did follow up, like, but wait, why did you do this? And I don't think Trevor really gave an answer as to why, because he said, like, yes, I told this woman I loved her before I left, but I was going into the experience absolutely 100% open to it, and I wanted to try it. And it's like, that's not adding up, though, because if you're telling a woman you love her before you leave, how open are you really to the process? It's almost like, I'm going to go on this, and if I find somebody that I like better than this one at home, then I'm going to ditch the one at home. And then what happened? Chelsea dumped him. Chelsea chose Jimmy over him. And then he's right back on his phone when he gets it back. He's like, oh, this is great. I love you and, miss you so much. Can I call you in 30 minutes? Clearly, you would think if Chelsea did choose Trevor, he wouldn't have done that when he got his phone back, but I don't even know at this point. And I thought I read that Trevor is on Perfect Match 2 this summer. They mentioned Micah, they mentioned Izzy, and they mentioned Jess. I think Trevor's on it too, but because he was off stage, they didn't say, oh yeah, by the way, Trevor's on it too. He just had a rough night. And again, I know those texts had been circulating in the last week or so, or whenever his ex came and exposed him on social media. It's just very hard to believe that he's not out for some sort of fame. You know, why else would you do that? Like, you're going on a television show. You know someone at home has receipts that could absolutely bury you, and you still go on a show and do it, and then you write her when you get back. Some people are just dumb, and they really are chasing fame. And there's nothing in my body that makes me believe that Trevor's genuine whatsoever. He's out for fame, which is fine, but just admit it. I mean, he was literally asked on stage last night, were you here for the wrong reasons? Are you out for fame? And he's like, no. I just think he's flat out lying, period. This podcast is brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. You will fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, helping reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and help combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. Put it in milk, put it in your smoothie, put it in your water, put it in a blender, whatever you want to do. All just one scoop, mix it, whatever you want. It's gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diet friendly as well. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use promo code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices. Right now at DSW, update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay. Let's get to the couple that I think all of us tuned in for last night and literally had to wait, what, an hour and 15 minutes before we even heard from them. And I'm talking about Jimmy and Chelsea, and it wasn't even actually, we heard from them the least. They're probably the most talked about couple this season. We heard from them the least in a 96-minute show, and we got zero questions about what happened that day, what happened to your relationship. You know, they talked about the fight that they had and what Chelsea said about him sleeping with his female friend. Like, okay, we've been through this. And then we had Jimmy going back and forth with Jess about what he had said in an interview that she felt slighted by, which I agree with on Jess's side. Jimmy probably shouldn't have said what he did. But with the Jimmy and Chelsea stuff, why is this the only couple that didn't give us a resolution? Especially when, as I mentioned to you in the last couple days, I think, they had been showing up on my TikTok feed videos of them together at a bar, not like holding hands or walking in holding hands, but we've seen them out in Charlotte. Videos of them have surfaced. What? Are we serious? This is the Love is Blind reunion. This was only 2 weeks ago. I almost feel like something happened at that reunion and it was edited out. I thought the whole point of a reunion was to go to every couple and be like, what's your status now? And I feel like they did that with every single couple. Shit, they did. They did it with Jeremy, who came out alone and said, hey, are you seeing somebody now? Yeah, I am. And he was seeing Sarah Ann. Like, they did it with Jeremy, but not with the most talked about couple of the season. So then, again, I went on Us Weekly, who seemed to have a recap because they, they covered it like they do. And this is the excerpt from the article that says, Jimmy told Us Weekly last month that after filming wrapped, he and Chelsea gave their romance another try. we sort of got right back into it. 0 to 100 once again, and we had fun during that time. End quote. Ultimately, however, there were skeletons in his closet that broke his trust beyond repair. Okay, that sentence is wrong. He has skeletons in his closet, so it broke his own trust? Or was there a her missing in that sentence? That Chelsea had skeleton is in her closet that broke his trust beyond repair? Because I don't, that doesn't make any sense. But he said, we were sort of having that same argument over and over again, and we both just came to an agreement that it wasn't going to work. The reunion did not reveal the pair's current relationship status. Because there was a part of me that after watching it was like, did I just doze off for maybe 5 minutes? Did they address it and I was paying attention to something else? Was I on my phone? But no, they didn't even ask them. Like, why? I hope we get some sort of answer today in an article or something, or Jimmy and Chelsea start doing way more interviews and address the fact that why they didn't address what their relationship status was. Not only that, if Jimmy's telling Us Weekly, hey, after filming ended, Chelsea and I gave our romance another try, why wasn't that addressed? Why didn't it was such a missed opportunity last night. What the hell happened? I gotta believe they asked them that, and for some reason it was edited out. I don't know. But you have every single couple from your season up there. How do you not ask them, one, why did it end? Two, did you see each other after the show, try and rekindle? And three, what's your relationship status now? None of those three things were asked to the most polarizing couple of the season. They did it for AD and Clay. They went over everything. They asking Clay, if you had a chance, would you take her back right now? Yes. Gave us Jeremy. They gave us an update on, Amy and... it's like there's so many names going through my head. I talked about them earlier, and Amy and Johnny. See what I mean? Like, names just kind of leave my head. It's really pissing me off. But I'm just stunned. Stunned. We get nothing from Jimmy and Chelsea. So I guess we got to wait now. We got to go to maybe social media, or they're going to do a sit down with somebody, or they're going on somebody's podcast. Like, I think we're going to get an answer sooner rather than later. But that was really bizarre that they didn't get asked anything about, you know, go into detail about why you ended it, Jimmy, other than what we saw on the show. Did you try and rekindle afterwards, which we found out from Us Weekly they did, and the reunion show doesn't even talk about it. And then where's your relationship at now? Nothing. So ridiculous. Like, as great as that reunion show was, I can't give it an A when you don't get any sort of resolution from the most talked about couple this season. And one last note I want to make about the Love is Blind. You know, I'm not Mr. Interior Decorator, okay? But can we stop it with the fake candles? I know it's probably some sort of fire hazard to have candles maybe in an enclosed studio, but those candles were like so fake. And it bothered me. Just don't have the candles whatsoever, because literally the flames were going back and forth like left and right on like a timer. It was so bad. I hope all of you noticed that. If you didn't, go back and watch it. Look at the flames on all the candles that were around. It was mostly around the couples brought back for the reunion. The Blakes and Genias and stuff like that. It was behind them. Just look at the flames on them. They almost flickered in sync with each other. It's like, just don't include them, or it doesn't add anything. Or use real candles, please. Survivor last night. The Vanu tribe is literally the worst tribe maybe in the history of this show. Stephen Fishbach can, at the end of the season, we will talk about it, and I will remember to ask him, was Vanu the worst tribe ever? And is it just a coincidence? Like, did they know they were casting a guy named Banu and just said, hey, let's name one of our tribes Vanu and put Banu on it? Because I know for a fact, when I refer to the Vanu tribe the rest of the season, I'm going to call the Vanu tribe Banu. I know I'm going to call them Banu, and I know I'll probably call him Vanu. Now, if you haven't picked up on editing on Survivor, the fact that for 90 minutes we had to listen to Banu say, I'm going home, I know it's me, or whatever, you knew it wasn't happening. Now, I didn't know until about, 10 minutes before the episode happened and they hadn't even gone to tribal council yet. Well, clearly someone's leaving with injury, and the way they set Brandon up in the first 30, 45 minutes of the show, you knew it was going to be him. Because at one, you know, at 8:20 my time, show starts at 7 Central Time, at 8:20, nobody had gone to tribal council yet. Banu is, you know, crying nonstop about, it's me, I know it's me, this is my last day here, all this stuff. And here we are 10 minutes from the end of the show, they haven't even sat down at tribal council. And then you kind of knew what was coming. The only time that happens is if somebody's about to get medically evacuated from the show, and that's what happened with Brandon. Sucks for him, but it was almost, they almost telegraphed it because it was so over the top with Banu last night about how many times, honestly, did, I'd be interested if in the Instagram account Survivor Fact Checker, if they ran a counter last night on how many times Banu said, I'm leaving, or I'm going home, or this is my last episode, my last day, I'm going home at tribal. It's just like, you know, we talked about Jelinski and Jess, the first two eliminations from this season, being good. They were two of the worst players we've seen in a while. I don't think Banu, you know, it's great. Nicest guy in the world. Super fan of the show, but he is just a liability out there. And just not another good player. Zero chance to win. And I don't think anyone, and it's not one of these things where I don't think anyone's going to drag him to the finals because they know they can beat him. No, he's not lasting. So keep that in mind. But, man, it was so telegraphed of what was coming. Now, at the time when we were in like hour, you know, we were in like 30, 45 minutes into the show, I'm like, I know Banu's not going home. So either they're going to go with Q's plan where Q was going to try and convince the woman in their tribe, his best friend in the tribe, to vote out the redhead, that maybe Banu survives that way by actual vote. But it just, you knew something was coming because that was way too obvious. And finally, today is the day. The Eras Tour is now on Disney Plus for free. I can watch it 500 times in a row if I want to. Did you know that? Am I going to? Not 500, no. But I will watch it again, even though I paid $19.89 for it back in December. It's like, I talked about this the other day. Like, thanks, Taylor. Taylor probably knew in December she was releasing it for free on one of the streaming services. Maybe she didn't have the contract wrapped up. But she had to have known this is going on streaming for free at some point. It's just like, did you really need to get $19.89 out of $19.89 out of a bunch of people in December? It's probably the only thing she's done wrong in her life, so I'll cut her some slack. But I haven't even been paying attention. What are the four acoustic songs that we're getting in this new streaming concert? So I'm assuming it's the same concert, the one that we watched back in December. It's the one from SoFi, and they're just going to add in four acoustic songs, either from other places, other venues, because her stage is the same, you wouldn't be able to really tell, or she did four different acoustics over the 5 nights that she appeared at SoFi, and, or maybe it was 8 nights, whatever it was. She did a lot at SoFi, and they're just going to choose four of those. So whatever the case may be, big day in Taylor Swift world. So Swifties, let's all unite and watch the Eras Tour together. How about that? Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play. Please hit play. Downloads only count now. If you hit play, if you miss an episode, go back and hit play for me. I'd really appreciate it. Sports Daily up for an hour from now. Podcast number 382 with Kate Casey and reader email column. Not reader. It's not Kate Casey and I'm going to do reader emails verbally again. I did that last week. No, it's podcast number 382 with Kate Casey in 2 hours. And when that goes up, the reader emails column will be on my site, realitysteve.com. So go check that out. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.